The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we can start moving on to some other stuff now. I'm excited about it. I hope you are too. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, our buddy Aaron Raybould in behind the glass there. If you want to get in, you still just... keeping the same Twitter?
Did you come up with something for him?
No, I didn't.
You should do that.
Barry and Joel spent a good half a segment giving me ideas.
What's the best one?
I heart ESPN 97.5.
Ooh, I like it.
Or I heart 97.5.
What do you think about that?
I love it. They said don't give them any free publicity, but that's, I thought it's just great.
It is very... It's almost perfect.
I think that's a good one, too. I like that, actually.
Is that or just pick up where John left off and go, my name Aaron, but...
Not as good.
No, kind of lame.
How about Aaron is funny?
Well, I said I needed something creative. And they said, yeah, producer T. Scott, producer Nick. Yeah, those are creative.
How about,
do that.
Or Pac-Man Aaron.
Yeah. That's
Pac-Man
perfect.
With a K.
Yeah, got to have the K.
Yeah. You don't want people thinking you're a pixelated video game, but...
Oh, boy. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron M. Raybould. We'll get that fixed. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood. Let's not be. Let's have some fun today. I'm in a great mood. Can't wait to get the show going.
I'm excited about the show today, too, Freddie.
I slept last night, believe it or not. Ooh, I got that damn puppy to sleep almost the entire night.
Must be nice.
I am feeling great. So
must be nice.
And even got out, did a little run this morning.
You know what I'm mad about?
What are you mad about?
Am I the only one who thought that Super Bowl Sunday, that True Detective should have taken a week off?
Yeah, it didn't record for me. I had to watch it.
I haven't even got a chance to watch it yet, and like I'm trying to duck and dodge spoilers. And
I hate it when that happens.
I mean, come on! It was the Super Bowl. Just take 1 week off.
Yeah.
Extend the interest in your show. Hell, maybe it runs into another month, and somebody's got to subscribe for an extra month. Come on, HBO, help me out here.
Yeah, I got lucky because I just assumed they didn't have it, and because it for some reason
I did too.
It didn't record. And so yesterday, I saw it, and I clicked, and it goes, oh, episode 5? Damn. So I went ahead and watched it. Enjoying it still. It'll never be season 1, but it's pretty good. This is much better than last year's. But, yeah, I think you'll like it whenever you can get around to it. But see, now you got all this important stuff to do around here. It's cut into your TV time.
Yeah.
That was the one thing I didn't warn you about. It's going to be harder to get caught up on TV shows now.
Yeah, that's tough.
But you got your first big meeting today where you had to stand up in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Did well, I thought. You know, that's a, you know.
It's not my favorite thing.
No, but it gets easier. It's just like everything else in the job.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. You know, we talked a little bit about record month on Sports Map. And, you know, I always feel like you can always be... I'm always willing to celebrate successes, but at no point should you ever be satisfied with anything you're doing. Like, to me, there's no number that's ever going to satisfy me on Sports Map. There's no rating we're ever going to do that's going to satisfy me. And that's okay.
You know what would satisfy me? And that's what I like about the programming thing more than a website. What will satisfy me is winning.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be better than the other guys. Like, that's my goal.
No, I'll like it, but I want to... You know, I don't want to just win. I want to step on people's throats and keep stepping on their throats.
Well, you know me.
So, so for me, there'll never be a number that I say, oh, yeah, you know what? I feel satisfied. I'll be like, okay, that was great. Now let's do better next month.
I think one of the things that that kind of made some people mad at me several years back. Like when I first got here, it was like, I don't remember who the 610 afternoon show was at the time. I want to say, or the midday show. I want to say it was Matt Thomas on 790 that was going against us noon to two, right?
Man, I don't remember. I think that's right.
But I said that I want Matt Thomas to be homeless. Like I want him to get fired from his job and be homeless, and I want his kids to starve. And I got a bunch of people writing me or tweeting us. I guess it was probably more Facebook at the time. That was like, dude, that's uncalled for. That's not good spirited. But I'm not a good spirited competitor. I'm a nasty competitor. I don't play nicely with others.
No, I'm kind of more of the I'm like NBA style. Like I'll party with you. We'll go on a boat together.
Not me.
We'll have a good time. But when we're on the court, I want to slay you.
Not me.
So I like a lot of the people in this business, and there's some that I don't know, but
I'm like John Jones in DC. When we're not actually fighting, yeah. I just want to be on Twitter talking smack to each other. Like that would be my ideal life.
You kind of do that
sometimes,
yeah. But no, I'll be everybody's friend, and then when 4 to 7 starts, I want to eat your soul.
Hey, here's a question from Lamont that you may have an answer for, Aaron. Are you ready for your big on air debut?
Does yesterday not count?
Yeah, you didn't talk much yesterday. Well, first of all, when you do talk, get closer to the mic. Yeah. Let's crank up your mic a little bit.
How's that?
It's a little bit better. We like people to be able to hear what you say. I mean, obviously, we don't want your mic up as high as Fred and I's, but you could still be heard. Lamont says, is Jerome still a recurring guest?
He is starting today.
He'll be back on with us today.
5:30.
Jerome, we've had some inconsistency with Jerome because Jerome's a busy man. But yeah, we love Jerome always.
It's just been a combination of things. Like there were a couple times he couldn't do it. Then there were a couple times that we had to move Lance to Tuesday.
Yep.
So it just got inconsistent, but we'll get it back. The reason he didn't talk much yesterday is I just wanted him pushing buttons in his first day. I didn't want him screwing things up. And he screwed a few things up, but that's
yeah, okay. That's fair.
But we're happy to have you. So the people will get to know you as we move along. And I think he's going to do a great job. I think he's going to, at some point in the next few months, become the greatest producer in the history of the known universe.
Whoa. It may take him some time.
Yeah, I'm going
to. He's got big, well, he's got tiny Asian shoes to fill.
Yeah, but in terms of ability, he's got a lot to live up to. But he'll be all right. I think he'll do fine.
Yeah, and Aaron, I'm are you going to make it?
Yeah, I just got something caught in my throat.
That's what she said. Once you get your Twitter handle changed, we'll try and get you some Twitter followers.
I think that's a great plan.
When we were at Sam Houston and we announced it, I picked up 20-something by the time the show was over.
I mean...
Is your wife following you now?
You have an embarrassing...
Finally.
You have an embarrassing number of Twitter followers.
I do. I follow more than I am followed by.
So apparently, when you were at iHeart, they did not want to promote your brand.
God, no.
Okay. So go ahead and get your Twitter handle changed. And once it's changed to something acceptable, we'll promote your brand and we'll try and get you some followers. I've got a really clever idea, Fred.
Okay.
Once we get Aaron to 1,000 followers, we'll pepper spray him.
Ooh.
I mean,
no, you know what?
It'd be unprecedented. No, no one's ever done anything like that before.
I don't think that's a great idea.
Do you think that's not wise?
But we should do something. We should come up with something, whether it's, because I think all of us on this show have done something ridiculous. Of course, you got tased, but that was before you were here.
Yeah.
I'll still count that.
Thanks.
I ate crow.
That was gross.
It was disgusting. I think that was either your tryout day or
like
your
first
day here? One of
my first days, yeah.
That was pretty gross. I was sick for a month after that. And, I think we have to come up with something for Aaron to welcome him to the family. You have to humiliate yourself in some form or fashion in order to be a part of the team. That's just how it works. Everyone's done it. So it's like a initiation. We'll come up with something
for you. That works.
Yeah.
I am now utterly terrified.
Listen, yeah, this is how you build a brand, Aaron. Because trust me.
Yeah.
Once John got pepper sprayed, he got way more attention than he was getting before he got pepper sprayed.
Yeah, and if you Google me, the damn crow thing is still one of the first things that comes up, is the video of me eating crow.
See? Here I was hoping hard work and everything would pay off.
Nope, we don't care about that here.
We do care about that, but we also care about...
Oh, Fred cares about that. I don't. I only care about how famous will you get when something bad happens to you.
Yeah.
How about this? When he gets 1,000 followers, he has to make out with Juggalo Trey.
I don't know if I want to do that, AJ.
Juggalo Trey make out or pepper spray? You call it, Aaron.
If I have a gun to my head, I'm taking pepper spray.
Really?
I don't want to reload pepper spray. We have to come up with something a little more original.
All right, fine. All right.
Eat poo?
No, that's illegal, sir. Okay. You know what we can do? We can find some really terrifyingly hot pepper and have him eat that.
Oh, I know what
that'll work.
I know what we can do.
We can make a sauce out of that terrifyingly hot pepper and make Aaron eat. He'd like do a wing eating challenge.
You know what? Well, that's what I'll talk to Sam over at Big City Wings, and we'll come up with a wing that is some kind of wing challenge.
A death wing.
Yeah, yeah. I like this.
There's actually a little place up in Tomball, like in Old Town Tomball. I don't know what it's called, but they grow their own like ridiculously hot peppers because they make ridiculously hot salsa. I bet that I could purchase some peppers. We could take them to Big City Wings, and they could concoct some sort of sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do well with spicy, so this is
good.
This is good.
I think we're onto something
here. This is good.
And, I'm certain that Big City Wings can come up with something. As a matter of fact, you know what I'm doing tonight? I'm going to Uber Eats Big City Wings because I'm stuck at home by myself with two dogs, and the little one is driving me nuts. And that's a great thing. They're on Uber Eats, but it's also just a great place to go and watch the games. Any one of the games that you want to get in on, Big City Wings has you covered. It's crawfish season now, so they're serving up delicious crawfish by the pound. And I mean, I love their wings, but they've also got great burgers, loaded baked potatoes, chicken tenders, bone-in and boneless wings, and more. I mean, just great stuff across the board. They put a lot of care and effort into their food, and the atmosphere there is fantastic. Plus, they got daily specials. Even today, it's a Tuesday, they got a special. 2 for Tuesday wings and tea time for $3 Long Island iced teas. I don't think I can get that on Uber Eats, but that's a good deal. I can always ask, yeah. But no, they got great specials every single day of the week. Happy hour specials Monday through Saturday from 3 to 6:30. So go by, check out one of their great locations. 7 now, including the new one in Kingwood. There's even a Fred Fowler table at the one in Kingwood. Go to BigCityWings.com, and you can find the nearest location. Go to Facebook, which it's just Big City Wings. You can get them on Instagram, also Big City Wings, or on Twitter, Big_City_Wings. My favorite wing place, make it yours, BigCityWings.com.
I'm so excited, I can't wait to meet you there. I don't care, I'm so horny, that's okay, my will is good. Yeah, yeah.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. You know, a lot of suggestions on things, but you remember we also did the two of us did a thing where we ate 100 wings during one show.
That's true.
Maybe we could make him do that by himself. I wouldn't recommend that.
No.
That was rough, man. Squeeze in a call real quick. Paul, you're on The Blitz. Go, sir.
What's happening, old boys?
Hey, sports.
You know what was funny? You were talking about, I forget who it was, for the birthday he's going to mace him or pepper spray or whatever. And don't hurt him that bad, man. Just kick him in the nuts.
Well, I mean, that's listen. Aaron doesn't have kids yet. I mean, are you planning on having kids someday?
I'm adopting, maybe. But
adopting? You don't want to? You don't want to spread your seed, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, we can kick him in the nuts. That's cool too.
Still against it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, but that hurts.
Now you don't even have a good reason to be against it. I don't understand.
I mean, that hurts. But then it's over. It's over fast.
Oh, what if we get you to 1,000 followers, what if I could set you up a sparring session with Juan Adams?
Oh, see, I thought we did a mind meld because I was thinking Cyborg.
I was thinking Juan Adams or Derek Lewis.
I was thinking if you give me headgear, I would take one punch from Cyborg.
How about one punch from Derek Lewis?
God, no. I'll die.
Come on.
I've met Derek Lewis, and he grew up in my part of town. No. I'll literally die.
Well, how about Juan? He's a listener. He would appreciate it. One five-minute sparring round with Juan. You can wear headgear. You'll be all right. That sounds like a good plan. Let's have that as a working plan.
Haitian Diva said, I'm confused. What happened to Tyler? Who is this Aaron? Tyler's still here.
Tyler's still here.
He's got a bigger job now.
Yeah, he was a temporary solution as the producer of the Blitz.
Yeah, he was just filling in. But Aaron's going to be the full-time guy, and we got to break him in the right way here.
That's right.
And Lamont brings up a good point. We got John drunk on air several times. I think we have to do that with Aaron, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to happen. I mean, that'll happen naturally, but get him drunk and have him sing karaoke like John did. Or maybe something else. Maybe we'll, you know what? We'll get him drunk and make him read Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think that would be entertaining. 713-780-ESPN. Chase asks, is the concept of marriage outdated? Very few animals mate for life. That's a really good question. I've always said marriages should be five-year contracts.
That has been your long-term stance.
And then you can renew it for another 5 years if you want, or at that point, you can both opt out and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And if you have kids, then there's an agreement there that you probably have to do 10 years. You probably have to roll the contract over for 10 years.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know that it's outdated. Because I know a lot of people who have really good long-term marriages.
Yeah.
And sometimes people do find the right person. And, you know, that's sometimes it takes some of us more than one try to find the right person too. But so I don't know if it's outdated, especially if you want to procreate.
Right. It's a good call if you do want to procreate.
Yeah. It's always better. Well, it's always better if you're going to have kids to be with that person and raise the kids the right way. 713-780. Ooh, make him do a beer mile. That's not a bad idea. You know what would be even better? Make him do a shot of whiskey mile, like a beer and a shot. Because I think he could handle a beer mile, but I want to raise the bar.
Maybe we do a beer mile with like a 14% ABV stout, and he has to do one of those every quarter mile.
Like one of those Avery Rumpkins or something.
Yeah. You have to chug an Avery stout at every quarter mile. I think Tweet's a good one, too.
Tweak, I think, is like 17%.
The Rumpkin is pure rum. That's all it is pumpkin-flavored rum.
Well, listen, it'll work.
Yeah. Well, that's not your concern.
I didn't say it was. I'm just telling you. I'll drink straight rum, apparently.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. We could just have you do like triple shots of whiskey or vodka or something like that every quarter mile and see how that plays out.
All right.
I don't mind that. Four Roses guy says he'll donate the whiskey.
There you go. I was told by Christopher Hart that the Four Roses guy is a big fan of ours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, of mine. I don't know about you.
No, probably you.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's a fan of me. 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3776. See, this is why I'm glad the Super Bowl's over, so we can actually spend some time trying to figure out how to torture Aaron.
Yeah.
You know, it's that time of year. Now, Black Spotted Zebra says he'd be okay with pepper spraying him to welcome. But yeah, we've done that. We need to be original.
I really think this hot pepper thing or the sparring with Juan Adams thing could be, I mean, they're both really good potential.
Somebody says, how about making him watch every WNBA preseason game Clockwork Orange style? It's a lot of work.
That would be tough.
Yeah, I don't want to kill him. We don't want to kill him.
Yeah.
We just want to welcome him.
I honestly don't know that I want to even be there when they set that up, just in case I see some of it.
Right. Yeah, nobody wants to accidentally watch WNBA.
Yeah.
So he says, up the stakes and tase him. Yeah, that's it's kind of been done, though. We need something new and fresh. Original. Something that fits his personality.
I mean, pepper spraying didn't really fit John's personality.
No, that's true. Well, you doing it fit your personality.
Well, yeah.
You were enjoying it up until all hell broke loose. 713-780-ESPN, 713-803-7776. Ooh, that's a good one from Tongue Dart Chris. He says, you get a bottle of your best alcohol, take him downtown and make him play Bluetooth or schizophrenic, and every one he gets wrong, he takes two shots. For every one he gets right, he gets half a shot. That's not a bad idea. That's a fun drunk game, by the way, if you've never played it in downtown Houston.
Have not.
Yeah, just it's trust me, it's a lot of fun. Usually it's schizophrenic, but sometimes you get Bluetooth. Yeah,
every once in a while it's a Bluetooth.
Yeah, and usually the Bluetooth guy you think is a schizophrenic, so you guess wrong. No, we're not doing that. Mr. Gray, we're not going to make him walk through Acres Homes with a Donald Trump shirt and MAGA hat.
Oh, that would be funny.
Yeah, it would be a little funny.
You'd be searching for a new replacement pretty
quickly. I know,
but
that's the thing. I don't want him killed. That kind of reminds me of the in Die Hard with a Vengeance where he has to wear the sign out in the neighborhood. Yeah.
Nick says, give him a Viagra and make him wear sweatpants to a road show. I mean, that could be funny.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. Do you really want to see that?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, in a totally non-gay way, but kind of.
Is she on? Okay. Somebody says, have Beth demo her new toys on air.
Oh, maybe that would work.
Oh, I like this idea. We get Whip Lady in here?
Yeah, what about you getting flogged? Roughly flogged.
My wife might have a problem with it, but I... You can talk her into it.
She can come and watch.
Yeah, your clothes are on, dude.
Oh, no. No, he'll be in his underwear.
Oh, you're going to put him in his underwear?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I mean, Beth had her clothes
on.
It's
the only way a flogging really works.
Well, when we did that, Beth had hers
on. I know, but that was lame.
713-780-ESPN is your number. All right, guys. Hey, have you been struggling to get rid of some weight in the wrong places? Because I did for a very, very long time, and it really didn't matter what I did. It didn't matter how much I went to the gym. Didn't matter how much I dieted, especially when you get to my age. And some of you guys are just so busy, you don't have time to get to the gym. Well, with Innovative Lasers, you can get rid of that belly fat. You can get rid of unwanted fat all over the place. It's fast. You can lose 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. And the cool thing about it was I lost over 6 inches on my stomach, but my face also got thinner. Everything looked thinner, and it was all after just a couple of weeks. And it works so well. The Zorona laser treatment, basically what it does, it doesn't remove the fat cells. It just shrinks them. So you just sit under a laser. Basically, they shine it on you for 20 minutes, and then you do another 20 minutes, and you're done. And there's no pain. There's no recovery time. There's nothing. You're just sitting there having a laser run over your stomach. Very easy, very fast, and very effective. No painful procedures. Get more energy. Change your life. Call Innovative Lasers of Houston, 281-888-3094. Be one of the first 100 to call the number. Mention ESPN 97.5. Guess what? More than 50% off a regular price. And 3 sessions with this free special offer. For more information, log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com or give them a call, 281-888-3094. Innovative Lasers of Houston.
ESPN 97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Tuesday. So squeezing a call from Terry. What's up, Terry? Whoops.
Hey, it's Terry. What's up, guys?
Sports.
Hey, how about a half a gallon of clobbered milk with a pint of Jim Beam whiskey mixed in?
Was that was a commercial on the Super Bowl, right? The chunky milk challenge? Oh, that was vile. The idea of chunky milk for whatever reason is just really gross to me. And to watch that guy like shaking the last chunks out of the jug.
I didn't see that.
You missed that one?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. I think I only saw two the entire time. I don't really care about the commercials too much. I was looking forward to the Avengers one, which...
I mean, I don't really care about commercials either, but if I see one and it catches my attention...
Yeah. And I the Game of Thrones one I saw...
I'm definitely not the guy who goes through at the end and, like, ranks the commercials. Like, I don't know. I remember that one. I remember the Jason Bateman one when it got brought up. I don't remember what it was for until you told me yesterday. Game of Thrones. The corn syrup one.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. I just saw people talking about it on Twitter.
I think that's maybe all I remembered. Oh, and the Turkish Airlines, crazy. Like, I don't know what they were thinking. Whoever made that commercial should be fired from Turkish Airlines. That was a horrible job, especially for an airline. Bad call.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, I had to run all over the damn building to find water because we don't have any cups in there.
Uh-oh.
So I'm good now.
Did you have to go to the poor side?
I went to the poor side.
No cups there?
There were no cups there, so I finally had to go back to the Canadian side and clean out my coffee mug.
Oh, okay.
And use that. But I'm good now. Just got something weird that was caught in my throat, which happens. You know, need to probably not, probably need to behave more.
Yeah.
Then those things wouldn't happen, right? 713-780-ESPN. You see your Texans introduced all their new coaching staff today?
I did see. Did you see what their names are?
Some of them, yeah.
Which one was your favorite name?
I do like the guy they brought in as quarterback coach because he's at least worked with Russell Wilson.
Okay.
But I also don't like the idea of promoting some tight ends coach to offensive coordinator. Who knows what your guy T.J. Yates is going to do? I guess he's going to be an offensive assistant.
What do you think about the new secondary coach's name?
Which one is he?
Anthony Midget.
Oh. Yeah.
Which you can say now at will.
Because that's his name.
That's his name.
I hadn't seen that they brought him in too, so... Akeem Dent hired as a defensive assistant.
Notably absent from this list, Wes Welker. Guess that wasn't a long-term solution, huh?
I guess they let him interview with a couple places and then nicely said goodbye.
Yeah, been real.
I don't think receivers were the problem.
I don't either.
Kind of surprised you keep the same offensive line coach, but hey, whatever.
Well, I mean, listen, how much can you... That offensive line coach, that's like saying, oh, you're a bad chef when all you've got is, you know, a broken in half Pop-Tart and some tortilla shells, some taco shells. Like, you can't make a good meal out of that.
Why not?
Because.
A good chef could.
No, he couldn't. The taco shells are already stale. I just no one closed the bag.
I think that the line got worse when he got hired, and part of it's been erosion, but even... You know, you got to get something out of those guys. But obviously, Bill O'Brien thinks he's doing fine.
I think he's doing fine.
So, I do like this that Carl Smith, who was working with Russell Wilson as the Seahawks quarterback's coach, that you bring him in as quarterback coach. I think that's a good hire. I don't know what you're going to get out of your offensive coordinator because I just don't know enough about the guy. And obviously, Bill O'Brien thinks he's really good.
Yep.
And his track record is... very mixed on these things. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We've got a lot of good suggestions. We'll take them under advisement and then we'll come up with something. We don't want him to die. So putting a bulletproof vest on him and shooting him is not in the cards. But we do want him to, you know, have a good initiation. I haven't tweeted this. Did you see this report? Raptors have offered Memphis Lowry and Valanciunas for Conley and Gasol.
Ooh. I mean, I think you take that deal if you're Memphis, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you necessarily should do it if you're Toronto.
Oh, you definitely shouldn't do it if you're Toronto.
Yeah. I you know, that's not a good move for them. Especially, look, they need to be adding a piece or two. They don't need to be
getting rid of your second best player. Not ideal at this point.
You know, and yeah, I mean, Conley's a nice player, but Lowry's better. Obviously, Gasol's better. I mean, that's almost a, at best, you're not improving anything.
Yeah, I don't know the contract situation. I'd have to look at all that stuff and like.
Yeah, you know. that's obviously probably a big part of it, but it's just, you know, that just doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
Yeah, that's an odd one because I mean, when you think about the, you know, Gasol is probably now, I mean, he's in the twilight of, I mean, mind you, a great career, and he's still not bad. What's he average? He's averaging 16-8. Guy can still play 16-9. Sorry, and Mike Conley's the leading scorer for the Raptors. Just from a scoring standpoint, maybe you do get better with this, but man, I feel like Kyle Lowry, that's a guy who has been valuable to that team for several years. Maybe they just think that he's declining rapidly. I don't know.
I just think the way you're playing right now, why would you shake things up that much?
Let's see what the numbers here say. The Lowry and Valanciunas average about 27 points per game this season. Conley and Gasol are averaging 36 points per game. So maybe you feel like you're getting better. I think obviously with Conley, you are almost instantly better defensively. Actually, with that trade period, you're probably better defensively overall. So maybe it does make some sense. And I mean, I know Gasol is like, he loves it in Memphis, but they're clearly in rebuild mode. I mean, he's not going to, they're a bad team.
Yeah, I'm trying to find somewhere else where this, but that's the only place I've seen that is what he tweeted us. But I'm just kind of curious. Was checking on my usual Toronto places, and I haven't seen anything else.
Sports Illustrated says Raptors include Kyle Lowry in trade offer for Grizzly stars Mike Conley, Marc Gasol. So, Bleacher Report reporting the same.
Okay.
Sporting News reporting the same. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's interesting for sure. Because, yeah. I mean, had I not looked at their numbers, my initial thought would have been like, Why would you trade Kyle Lowry? And then I look at Kyle Lowry, and he's not having as good of a season as I thought he was. I don't know. I mean,
he's been in the league for a while. I mean,
but all those guys have been.
Yeah,
I mean,
Conley too.
Yeah, Conley's been in the league for like 12-ish years, I would guess.
Lowry's 32.
Okay.
And I'll look up Conley in a minute, but yeah, he's 32 years old, so probably 31 for Conley.
Okay,
I would have thought he was older.
Looks like Marc Gasol coming up on the end of so he'll have a player option next season for $25 million, which I'm sure the Grizzlies don't want to pay.
Right.
And Conley, he signed that big deal, 5 years, $153 million. That was summer of 2016. So he's just about halfway through his deal. So, I mean, it would make sense for the Grizzlies to get that money off the books. And, you know, I don't think you're getting anything crazy back, but yeah, maybe it would be better for the Raptors.
Yeah.
At first sound, I was like, why would they do that?
Yeah, that's me too. But when you look at it a little bit.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started 2019 in a bad job, they weren't making enough money, and they did something about it. At My Computer Career, they could start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with no IT experience. Helping people start an IT career is exactly what they do. It's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you can attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, check out sportsmap.com. The most awesome Houston sports website ever, period. Josh has a story up on the new coaching staff of the Texans. There's an interview with Jeff Van Gundy where he talks about depth and defense, the biggest issues for the Rockets. I think we knew that, but it's always better to hear from Jeff Van Gundy than us. Brian O'Donnell wrote about why the Super Bowl wasn't exciting. We have
that's an original article.
it was more big picture about, I think, some of the Patriots fatigue and stuff like that, that people just and not enjoying it as much. Your college basketball report's up, and Jermaine did a column on NFL offseason key dates. And sometime in the next few minutes, my picks for Sam Houston Race Park for tomorrow will be up. And just FYI, I love playing those midweek cards because all the money's off track, and my picks don't get hammered as much, so I can make a little money.
There you go. Do you hear this story about the guy who got attacked by a cougar?
No.
In Colorado. Guy was on a jog on the west ridge of the Horsetooth Mountain open space.
Okay.
When he was pounced from behind by a wild cougar. This dude, it says he's highly trained in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Ooh.
Which, I mean, I never would have thought to use jiu-jitsu on a cougar.
Well, I never would have thought you'd be attacked by a cougar.
But he ended up taking the cougar's back and landing a rear naked choke and choked the cat to death. I guess the cat didn't tap, so it just died. He says the jogger sustained serious but not life-threatening injuries. When he arrived at the hospital, he was taken into intensive care immediately, but is expected to make a full recovery. Dude, that's badass.
And you made fun of Arian Foster for saying he could fight a wolf.
Arian Foster, not highly trained in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
So you don't think he can take a wolf?
I've told you before I don't think he can.
Okay, but that is pretty cool. I mean, I guess it's not cool if you're a PETA person.
But the cat started it. I don't even think PETA can be like, how could you do that? I mean, the cat tried to kill me. Like,
yeah, that's what you get for being in the cat's natural environment.
Yeah, I'm not for killing people, but if a person tried to kill me, there's a law in this country that allows you to protect yourself.
There's a law in this state. It's like, I don't think it's the same way everywhere.
Self-defense isn't a thing in every state?
I don't think so.
It should be. Those other states suck. If that's
I don't know.
The case.
I don't know. I don't know if you can kill somebody.
Well,
but I don't follow other states enough. I don't care. I live here.
Here's another story that's totally unrelated but equally important. A mother was breastfeeding in public We know that that's a hot button topic.
Yeah.
Someone told her that she should take it somewhere more private. And she decided that, she says, to the lady in Dartford Park who thought it was appropriate to breastfeed her baby whilst my child and very easily distracted husband sat nearby. I don't think it was necessary for you to react the way you did just because I asked you to go somewhere privately. Telling me to F off and squirting me with your boob was incredibly uncalled for. I hope you are ashamed of yourself. Is that an acceptable reaction to someone telling you to put it away?
Yeah,
you think she should be ashamed?
I don't think she should be ashamed.
I want to know what the distance was, because if that's like a 5-foot squirt, I mean, you should probably put some respect on that, right?
Yeah, I do think you're being a little militant about it.
And by the way, control your husband.
Well, yeah, I mean,
keep your bitch on a leash, lady. No, and that won't be a problem.
Yeah, no offense, but that's on your husband.
Yeah, if your husband's not a dirty ogler.
Because, you know, if I see somebody doing that, I'm not crazy about seeing breasts out in public, but I don't really complain. I just don't look.
Yeah. My wife has a friend who, the first time I met her, we were sitting on a couch together and just, you know, getting to know her. And she just pulled it out and stuck a baby on it like it was no big deal. It made me a little bit uncomfortable, but eventually I moved on from it. I didn't say, hey, can you please put that thing away? Or can you take that somewhere more private? I just looked at the TV and talked to her without making eye contact until she was finished.
Which makes perfect sense.
That's how you do it. That's how a pro does it.
It's,
and I've seen her boob now. So trump card on that, right? If she ever gets out of line, I can be like, oh yeah, I've seen your boob.
Fair enough.
It's always a good thing to hold over a woman's head.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I made that up.
Squeeze Ross in real quick. What's up, Ross?
Hey, sports guys.
Hey, sports to you.
My comments about Edelman's performance in the Super Bowl, I think it was the post game. It might have been Steve Young that said it. Made me laugh. He said he's an instant Hall of Famer, and you guys always have good stats about wide receivers making the Hall of Fame, so I got a chuckle out of that, but my question is, after Edelman's pretty good postseason career, where does he stack up with some of the other wide receivers that have had good regular season careers without the postseason, like Moss, et cetera?
I'll hang up and Andre Johnson here locally. I mean, there's a list of guys that you could go through. And I don't think Julian Edelman's a lock Hall of Famer by any stretch. I don't know that he's had enough.
Stat-wise, he's not.
He's not even close.
No, but if they give him credit for the Super Bowls.
Dude, what have we been talking about with baseball's Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Like, they're banning dudes for life from getting in the Hall of Fame. Julian Edelman got suspended for PEDs this season, and they're like, oh, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Come on. Yeah. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't think he's nowhere near stat-wise, nowhere near being good enough. And yeah, the only reason you would even look at him is, well, look at all the Super Bowls, but you know, one Super Bowl MVP is not enough to get you in the Hall of Fame.
I'm with you. You know what you get for that? A Super Bowl MVP award.
You get to drive off in a car.
Exactly.
Good for you.
Steve Young, respect, but no, not the case. All right, guys, there's a lot of different energy providers out there. There's always different offers. Free weekends, free days, $600 cash bonus. Ooh, that sounds great. And you may fall for one of those offers, and then months later you find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being tacked onto your bill. You know where that doesn't happen? Triangle Energy. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmick. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.